Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It is the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you along for the conversation. Thank you for taking the time. We'll get through this. All of this. Three big things you need to know right now. Number one, a firewood quarantine has been proposed to keep pests and invasive species out of Michigan. Will it help? We'll find out. Number two, Governor Whitmer vetoes election bills. And the Michigan Republicans say it will restore faith in elections, but that's gone. And number three, Gretchen Whitmer's campaign may have to return or donate millions of excess dollars because they got them under, false pretenses, all right? Here's that. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's reelection campaign may have to return or donate $3.4 million from donors who exceeded the normal 7,150 limit for individuals. Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State, reportedly issuing a court filing that the funds may have to be returned if there is no recall, which, by the way, looks unlikely. She had collected the money, saying she's protected because she is facing a recall, but she's not. And state Republicans calling the recall exception unconstitutional. Calling the exemption a decades-old state policy that essentially allows unlimited contributions because there might be a recall somewhere. So her campaign benefited from six-figure donations from several donors. That according to the Detroit Free Press. Republicans have said people never actively sought to recall Gretchen Whitmer because the long-shot efforts. Whitmer not responding immediately to questions from Fox News on this. The communications director from Whitmer's office telling the Free Press that the court filing actually confirms the campaign's fundraising has been in accordance with the law. Mark Fisk, that's the campaign spokesman, said if funds exceeding the individual limit are not used to fight a recall, they can legally be transferred to another account, like the Michigan Democrat Party. So let me get this right. Just so we're clear on this. You're saying you unethically brought in $3.4 million, maybe more, but you, under false pretenses, brought in money that's not legally allowed to stay. Instead of returning it and doing the thing that would show integrity, you've changed your mind. You've changed your mind and decided to give it to other Democrats because that's the upstanding thing to do. Get money through false or dishonest means and then give them to your friends in the party. Does that seem appropriate to you? Sure doesn't seem appropriate to me. So, Simon Schuster, the executive director of the Michigan Campaign Finance Network, telling the Free Press and the Detroit News that funds could still be used to help Whitmer's campaign if they're injected into some kind of political organization, you see. So they can send it over to the Democrat Party. Ill-gotten funds, $3.5 million in ill-gotten funds can be transferred to the Democrat Party and then used to benefit Gretchen Whitmer. And the Democrats are complaining about money in politics? Really? Does that strike you as maybe a touch? Does that strike you as a touch dishonest? Strikes me as a touch dishonest. Tell you that. So, let's see. Breaking news here. It seems that Colin Powell, the former Secretary of State, Colin Powell has died from coronavirus complications. His family announcing just moments ago, 84 years old. Former U.S. Secretary of State Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Died this morning from complications from COVID-19. He was fully vaccinated. And there it is. We have lost a remarkable and loving husband, father, grandfather, and a great American. So his family has said. Let's see other coverage here. The first black U.S. Secretary of State, leadership in several Republican... Let me point that out. The first black Secretary of State, a Republican, of course, helped shape American foreign policy in the last years of the 20th century, in the early years of the 21st, died from complications from COVID-19. This according to a posting on Facebook from his family. We'll try to keep an eye on that story. Surprising. Didn't realize he was... Didn't realize he was 84 years old, I guess, would be my first surprise. Didn't have any idea. Trying to find some more information here about the death of Colin Powell. Obviously, he died at Walter Reed Medical Center. Fully vaccinated, Colin Powell dead at 84. Election bills have been vetoed by Governor Whitmer, put forth by the Republicans to restore faith in elections here. Congressman Tim Walberg, a regular guest on this program, says the governor's basic lack of understanding and interest in economic development has also negatively impacted businesses in the state. And then she rejected two Republican-backed election bills, arguing they failed to advance secure elections. How do we provide safe and secure elections in our state if the governor can't even agree that we should be ensuring dead people aren't on our voting rolls? Said State Senator Michael McDonald. One of the vetoed bills would have revised the administrative process for removing dead people from voter lists and required more frequent checks during the 45-day period before an election. The bill passed through the State House and Senate with bipartisan support, I might add. Bipartisan support. And some clerks said the change would be welcomed. Ingham County Clerk Barb Byram, a frequent critic of election law changes, told the Detroit Free Press she had testified in favor of the change and said Friday she still supports the concept and hasn't discussed the veto with the governor. I trust the governor to realize and know that the GOP has made election administration a political issue, said Byram, who is also a former Democrat state lawmaker. Whitmer argued the measure added burdensome requirements that would distract from core election administration responsibilities, like making sure the proper people vote. Wouldn't that be your core responsibility? Making sure the right people vote at election time? That would be your only core responsibility. Every citizen of Michigan has the constitutionally guaranteed right to vote and deserves to exercise that right in a safe and secure election. Enrolled Senate bills 277 and 280 are the latest in a series of election bills arriving on my desk that failed to advance those goals. Instead, these bills would divert key resources away from ensuring that every qualified Michigan resident can cast a secure ballot in our elections. No, that's wrong. Yep, so don't worry. And Ruth Johnson just says it's the governor playing politics. That's the way it looks, all right? I will take a quick break. When we come back, Melissa Carone will be here talking about the repercussions of voter fraud and this bill. Don't go anywhere.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information.